Welcome everyone to another episode of our podcast, the Fertile Faith Podcast. I am so excited that you're here. Let me turn my volume down a little bit. And, you know, I'm excited that you're here on this journey where we journey together towards motherhood with faith and a positive mindset. Today, we're diving into a very personal and powerful topic. And that is, you know, what I wish I knew while trying to conceive for 1 year, right? 1 year of trying to conceive in my journey, what I wish I knew now that I knew back then, or what I wish I knew back then that I know now. And so we'll also, I'm also going to share a special testimony that I believe will touch your hearts and offer some encouragement and tips that I've gathered through helping 27 women achieve pregnancy through my fertility mindset mentorship. So I'm excited to share those with you. Hola, it's Avi, aka Octavia Steen, natural fertility doula, health coach, and creator of the faith-based business Mother Mindset. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fertile Faith Podcast, a podcast to help women of God who are trying to get pregnant naturally to overcome negative thoughts and balance her hormones so she no longer has to be overwhelmed and consumed by her TTC journey. I'm so glad that you're here, sis. I can't wait to dive into this episode. Hey sis, today's episode is brought to you by the Fertility Prayer Bundle, a powerful resource designed to support you on your trying to conceive journey. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and uncertain during this important time in your life? Well, the Fertility Prayer Bundle has got you covered. Let me tell you about what it includes. First up, we have the Fertility Prayer Checklist, a game changer in your prayer life. This checklist empowers you with 4 simple steps to pray with confidence and effectiveness. Say goodbye to feeling lost or overwhelmed with too much information. The 4 main steps for fertility prayer will take you by the hand and show you exactly what to do to create a prayer practice that is both impactful and meaningful. Plus, the beautiful branded pages provide a peaceful and inspiring reading experience that resonates with your heart. Lastly, there's a TTC checklist to ensure you're taking all of the necessary steps while you're on your journey. It's like having a trusted companion by your side, guiding you every step of the way. So whether you're struggling with fertility challenges or simply want to enhance your prayer life during this special time, the Prayer Bundle is here to support you with compassion and understanding. Head over to mothermindset.com/prayer today and get your hands on this incredible bundle that combines knowledge, faith, and closeness of the Lord into one free package. Remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. The Fertility Prayer Bundle is here to empower and uplift you every step of the way. All right, let's start with a little bit about the Fertility Mindset Mentorship. So over the years, over the last couple of years, I've had the privilege to guide many women through their fertility journeys. And my mentorship program focuses on 4 crucial phases. So the first, we talk about preconception planning. And really that is, that's a part of the journey, which is super important. We talk about how to chart your cycles, what you're looking for, the signs that you're looking for, what you need to be doing in regards to charting, you know, each and everything in your cycle. Go in depth into preconception in regards to your fertility signs and your fertility health. And after that, after preconception planning, the first phase, we move into the second phase. And, you know, we can go into how to prepare your body, you know, physically, mentally, but we also have to look at the spiritual, right? So second, we dive into surrendering your fertility journey to God, right? Truly letting your faith take the lead. And third, we focus on transforming our mindset towards conception, seeing it as a journey rather than a destination. And then finally, we physically prepare, you know, your body to conceive, right? Nurturing it in ways that you maybe have not looked at in regards to your physical health, you know, the fitness portion, your diet and nutrition, your sleep, right? All of these things factor into your fertility health. And that is what we focus on inside of the Fertility Mindset Mentorship. Now, I want to share with you a testimony today from the mentorship group, from one of our ladies, Sophie. And it's really a testimony of how brave she was during her journey. You know, when she started to conceive, she actually started back in January of 2022, and she faced some really significant challenges, including a miscarriage and struggling with low progesterone. But through it all, her faith did not waver, right? From what she shared, you know, she may have felt it in her spirit, but she, you know, her faith did not waver. She chose to trust in natural faith-based methods over medication, you know, and I'm just thrilled to share that she conceived in May of 2023. So this was last year this time, and she welcomed a healthy baby on February 11th of this year. Praise the Lord. And, you know, here's what she has to say to all of you. This was her encouragement for those who are still on this journey, who are trying to conceive, and you're looking at your journey now and just thinking, okay, it's been a year of trying to conceive. It's been 1 year of trying to conceive, and you feel like giving up. This is what she has to say. She said, "Do not give up, ladies. God is good, and He wants what is good for us. Speak to the mountain and it to God. Stay positive and don't be double-minded. When we ask God for our little ones, don't turn around and say, you know, but what if it doesn't happen? Say, I'm praying and I'm believing. Say it will happen in Jesus' name and it is done. I'm praying for each and every one of you. Don't give up hope." I am so inspired by each and every one of my clients' journeys, the ones who have conceived and the ones who are continually, you know, continuing to push in their journey. And I want to share some practical TTC tips and how to really grow spiritually through this process. First and foremost, it is essential to recognize key fertility habits to put into your journey. And that those habits may look different for everyone, right? Those habits may be, you know, getting up and taking your BBT in the morning, your basal body temperature in the morning to see, you know, to make sure that you are confirming ovulation. Those habits may look like, you know, going to bed earlier so that you're getting sufficient rest. And another habit may be actually getting up and praying, right? Reading your Bible every day. There are just so many different fertility habits that I include inside of the Fertility Mindset Mentorship to help women, you know, really get into this routine of growing their faith, yes, but also growing in God through their fertility journey. And so the second thing I want to make sure that I press on your mind is to understand your body's signals. Your body will let you know what is wrong, right? Your body will let you know, and it gives us signs on what we need to do in order to help heal it, right? I'm actually right now going through a candida cleanse because my body was telling me, hey, sis, you're eating too much sugar. You are eating too much sugar. This is why you feel tired all the time. This is why you're unmotivated, you know? And I notice, you know, that I had gotten off of my healthy habits. I've gotten off of my healthy fertility habits. And yes, I still follow fertility habits in my own life, even though I'm not currently trying to conceive. But I follow fertility habits in my own life because our fertility health, it helps us identify what's going on in our regular health. And so, you know, we have to just understand that our body gives us signs, that our body gives us signals. God has designed us in a specific way that when something is off, our body will tell us. And if you are unfamiliar with your signs, unfamiliar with what your body is telling you, I encourage you to join the Fertility Mindset Mentorship, ask questions, and really dive deep into how you can help heal your body for to conceive naturally. Also, the next thing I want to say is to address any hormone imbalances, right? And what does that mean? When we're on a journey, there are hormones. There are so many hormones that intertwine during your trying to conceive journey. You have estrogen, you have progesterone, you have FSH, you have LH. All of these different hormones play a part in your journey. And so it's important to know, you know, if there are any imbalances going on. This it's really goes with the second tip of, you know, maybe understanding your body's signals so that you can understand if there's a imbalance. And if there is an imbalance, to address those imbalances and help to heal your body naturally. And the last and probably the most important, not probably, the most important, the most important tip is to grow your spiritual relationship with God. Grow your relationship with God during this time. There's no better time than before children to really grow deeper with God so that you can get into a routine, especially when that baby wakes you up in the middle of the night for milk. You know that, okay, Lord, well, I'll just pray now. I'll pray while I feed this baby in the middle of the night, right? And you'll already have that in your spirit as you grow with God during this journey, as you grow into the mother that He is calling you to be, right? And this can also give you a lot of peace during this time and strength, because I know you need it, sis. So keep maintaining a positive, faith-filled attitude, and remember that doubts will only hinder our journey. They will only push us back, and that's what the enemy desires to do. Not God. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to recap the importance of faith. The importance of faith, patience. I know that word is very triggering. Patience and resilience in your journey to motherhood. I encourage you all to share your stories in the comments on YouTube or ask questions for future episodes that you'd like to see, because this community thrives on support and shared experience. Thank you for tuning in. And if you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe for more. And remember, through faith and a strong mindset, the journey to motherhood can be a transformative experience. Until next time, blessings and baby dust. I pray that today's episode was helpful. If it was, please leave a review to help this podcast reach other women of faith who are trying to conceive, and tag me over on Instagram at mother.mindset so I can shout you out. I can't wait to help you pinpoint ovulation and navigate this journey with peace and confidence alongside the Lord. Blessings and baby dust.